Tracy Borgs, who hosts this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, oh. And did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey, the revel in hilarity, it's pork therapy.
Hello, I are Stephanie.
I be Mike. And this be Pork Therapy, matey.
Oh, is it Pirate Day?
Sure.
Okay, it is if we say so, right?
It's not the official National Talk Like a Pirate Day or whatever
that is. Oh, who cares about that? You know how we feel therapy, about holidays.
Right? This is Pork Therapy intro like a pirate episode.
Exactly. Hey, Mike, did you know it's National Pork Therapy Day?
Again?
Yeah.
But that trick never works.
What is that in reference to? I like the voice, but I didn't get
that's
the joke.
The Rocky and Bullwinkle show. Sorry. Before your time.
I've seen Rocky and Bullwinkle. Not that young.
Or I'm not that old.
Yeah, no, you're not that old, Mike. Anyway, thank you for listening,
yes.
And welcome to our show.
Indeed.
You can find out more about us by going to our website, porctherapy.com. And, of course, we are Pork Therapy. Pork stands for porcupine, which is a lover of freedom and liberty.
Who moved to New Hampshire or plans to.
Yes, for the Free State Project. And we are talking about relationships from a liberty-oriented perspective. Right, Mike?
Indeed, as we tend to do on every episode.
Every single episode. You know, it's been well over 100 episodes. I think
yeah.
We're on, what, 115 now? And I just want to say, Mike, how much fun I always have co-hosting this show with you.
I do totally enjoy it, and still, though, I'm amazed that we've done 115 of these, and we've been doing it for well over a year.
Yeah, that's and we haven't really said anything of substance.
Thanks. And yeah,
just kidding. We try.
And you know, a lot of it actually is the fact that we have listeners that keep asking questions. Because
yes.
I think we would have gotten sick of talking to dead air and to nobody, you know, after five episodes.
Absolutely. And our listeners send us money sometimes, right? So you can buy your bionic shoulder.
That's right. You can donate to us, but even if you just ask us a question or send us a comment or comment on the webpage, that's really what keeps us going.
Yeah.
Keeps me going.
Or if you share our podcast with your friends.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes. We always enjoy that.
Or you know what? If you ever, like, we had an episode where we talked about circumcision,
mm-hmm.
and the question asker played the episode for her sister, who she was asking about.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister was pregnant. And it made her sister change her mind. And so my point is, someone liked our episode or what we had to say, shared it, and it affected someone's life. Boy, if you ever do that, let us know.
Oh, yeah.
That's
we love
fantastic.
To hear about that stuff. We actually got an email from a previous question asker a couple of weeks ago that said they tried the suggestions that we said in our show, and they liked the results. So that was pretty
excellent,
cool.
Excellent, yeah.
Yay.
Yahoo.
Woohoo, gosh. Anyway, enough patting ourselves on the back. We're on the Liberty Radio Network. If you want to check out some other awesome liberty-oriented content, go to lrn.fm, right, Mike?
Indeed.
Indeedy. Okay, so do we have a question for today?
We do.
Cool. Do you want to do our usual coin flip, or should we just gloss over the BS and...
We've never flipped a coin.
You weren't supposed to tell anyone,
radio
Mike.
Radio secret reveal.
Oh, just ruin the mystery. So, yeah, we never actually flip a coin. We're just being facetious when we do that. So, Mike, let's be honest. Would you like to read this question, or should I read it?
Let's see. The question asker is a straight guy, so I might as well read the question.
Because you're a straight guy?
Well, because my voice fits a straight guy. Yours not so much. Yours
yes.
would be a very effeminate guy.
Hello, I am a straight guy.
You are a robot.
I do sound more like a robot. Okay, you better read this question.
Okay. Hello, Porks. I'm having trouble with something, and I wanted to ask you for help. Giggle all you want, Stephanie. I'm a straight guy. I've been dating a girl for about 4 months, and I've been getting sick of her starting about a month ago.
Getting sick of
her? Yeah, that's
harsh. Oh my gosh, okay.
That's kind of a hint. Okay, the problem is she's so nice and sweet. I feel bad about wanting to break up with her, but I just don't want to be in a relationship with her. The thing is that every time I try to have a conversation with her about breaking up, I can't do it. She's so nice, and I don't want to hurt her feelings. Can you help me think of a way to break up with her without her feeling devastated? Love the show, Casanova.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay, so Casanova
is a little
thinks that he's gonna ruin this girl's life if he breaks up with her.
And he's sick of her.
And he's sick of her, yeah. But she's so nice and sweet. He just can't bear to hurt her feelings.
Yeah. Okay, joking aside,
yeah,
it is possible to be sick of someone, I guess, if you want to use those terms, while also, you know, recognizing good traits about them. Like, she's sweet and nice, right?
Oh, yeah,
so it's possible they no longer have chemistry, or they never did. It was just the new relationship energy that got them going for a while, or they changed.
Sure.
So there's, you know, you don't have to really like or love or want to be intimate with someone in order to recognize good traits about them.
And I would add that you don't have to have a reason for wanting to break up with somebody.
Well, that's a good point. You don't have to defend it in a court. Yeah.
Yeah.
you don't want it. You don't want it.
I mean, yeah, this question almost, Casanova almost seems like he's trying to convince us about why he wants to break up with this girl. And it's irrelevant to us. You know, it's
right.
If you don't want to date her anymore, dating is the ultimate personal preference. And you have you're totally within your rights to have any reason for dating someone or not dating someone that you want.
Well, within your rights, sure, but wouldn't you, if someone was breaking up with you and that you were in a relationship for a few months, wouldn't you want to know why? To either try and fix it or at least for some kind of closure or self-reflection?
Oh, yeah, I think that would be helpful, but it's more a question of aesthetics than moral, you know,
yeah,
a moral obligation.
Yeah, he has no obligation to tell you why, but I just think it's, like,
I think
nice.
It's courteous.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, part of the reason that we do this show is to try to talk about these things, these issues that come up in real life so that, you know, maybe people will listen and maybe they'll get some ideas that they like and hopefully create a society, at least in their own world, where people get along and there's good communication.
Without aggression. Yeah. I.e. without government, yes.
Yes. And I don't see any realistic way that the government would be brought into a breakup. But at the same time, you know,
how about a restraining order?
Yeah.
How about cops for spousal abuse? What do you call that? Domestic abuse, domestic violence.
Absolutely.
Cops are brought out for bad breakups all the time.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And while it doesn't sound like there's physical violence in this relationship, although we never know.
Right.
You know, it always does help to know how to end things amicably.
Right. And I just want to comment that as far as the aggression that is police is concerned, it doesn't matter if there's no violence. If the police suspect or a neighbor complains that there might be domestic abuse, there are laws in numerous states that says the cops not only must go check it out, but must arrest someone.
Yes.
So.
And sometimes it's often the person who calls them who gets arrested.
Or both of them.
Yeah.
It's just that's not a way to have a peaceful, happy, progressive, healthy society. So
yeah, someone is going to get hurt. And it's just so often, like, Mike, I don't know about you, but my heart breaks when I see a news story about, you know, a mother calling the cops on, like, a 13 or 14 year old kid for them being, you know, having a domestic dispute within the household, something that they should be able to handle on their own. But
I've heard of a mom calling the cops on her little kid of, like, 10 years old for opening his Christmas present early. Just disgusting.
And that's the society in which we live. People are taught from such an early age
to snitch on their
neighbors, to snitch on their own family members. I mean, there are kids nowadays that are snitching on their parents for smoking pot and calling the police. And it doesn't help their lives in any way. Their parents get taken away from them.
It hurts the kids. They just don't know it until it happens. The cops at DARE and all that will say, you know, it's smoking pot's a bad thing to do, and you'll help society if you call the cops on your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do it, and then suddenly the kid's without their parents. That's not helping anybody.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, boy. Okay, so this is a little bit of a tangent, but, you know, it definitely is important. So many people date other people in their lives. Do you think that's a fair statement?
Yes.
And inevitably, most of those relationships end, right?
I would say most relationships end.
Yeah.
And I'm not even including death. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying, look at marriages in this country alone. Like, over half of them end.
Yeah, in divorce, right?
Yeah.
And that's just the government marriages.
Right.
I mean, think of all the couplings that
are not
state marriages, which they have statistics about. But
but
think of all these couplings.
Boyfriend-girlfriends throughout high school and college.
Mm-hmm.
Your one night
stands. How
many
people have you dated in your life, Mike? Just like a ballpark.
Not too many. I would say
1,000.
Oh, 2,000. 2,000, 3,000, 4,000.
Yeah, right.
No. Seriously, for me, I bet the number of people that I've had romantic relationships with is probably less than 20.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more like 10, more like 15-ish.
And you're in a romantic relationship now.
Yes.
So that's one out of 20 that hasn't ended yet.
Yet. Great. She's going to listen to this. Now that I said yet, she's going to cry. I don't mean that we're going to end tomorrow. I mean that it could happen that someday our relationship ends.
Well, it will end one way or the other,
yes,
right?
Like that's
any
right.
relationship, you know.
Everything ends. Boy, nobody what a happy episode
forever.
This is.
Sorry, listeners.
The universe will
you.
Explode. Actually, what's the term for the universe expanding forever into
in perpetuity? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay,
we'll have to
mind.
Look it up.
Yeah, that was like three tangents ago, so never mind.
Exactly. Okay, so back to this question.
Yes.
The guy is sick of his girlfriend, wants to break up with her, but thinks
too
that
nice.
She's too nice and doesn't want to hurt her feelings. Well, here's my take on this. If two people are in a relationship and one wants to end it and one does not want to end it, the one who doesn't want to end it is probably going to feel bad and it's going
to
trigger hurt feelings when
that
the other person breaks
me.
Up,
that
right?
That makes sense to me.
However, I think there are nicer ways to break up and meaner ways, but really, in the long run, the crux of this issue is, in the long run, it's
are you
going
to hurt her
better.
More by lying to her and by being with her when you're unhappy?
Yeah.
And by having your time together not be quality time because you're regretting it every
mm-hmm.
instant? Or by letting go of her as soon as possible, and you go do your own thing, but then she can go do her own thing and find someone that likes her?
Absolutely. And, you know, the sooner you end a relationship that you know is over, the more likely it is that, you know, she'll probably be hurt, but eventually she'll move on from that hurt.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe you can be friends and have a friendly
yep.
relationship, right?
Yep. And also, the longer you wait to end a relationship that you know you want to end, the
mm-hmm.
harder it is to end it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, we've been dating for 4 months. This is, she's so nice, I don't want to hurt her feelings.
And then 4 months turns into 4 years.
Yeah, oh my God, we've been together 4 years. I can't.
There's
if
no
I break
way
up
I can
now,
break
I've
up
wasted
there.
4 years of my life. Oh my God, we've been together
for
20
years
and I hate her.
And yet, this is a real
it
scenario.
Happens,
it
yeah.
happens all the time.
Yeah.
It is amazing how many people stay in bad
have,
relationships
have,
because they don't want to deal with
right.
ending them.
Even if you don't want to hurt her feelings and it's going to hurt her feelings, and that's an if, you have a right to be happy too.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I can't say she's hurting your feelings. You're hurting your own feelings by staying in a relationship you don't want to be in.
Yeah. And I know this scenario doesn't sound too complicated, right? The question asker says they've only been together for 4 months. But think of the people who, you know, have been living together for a year, 2 years, 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, they may be financially entangled, like their bank accounts may
sure,
be merged.
They might have kids.
They may have kids. Yeah, they may have pets. They
might
have
own a house together.
Own a house together. I mean, all of these things make ending a relationship that much harder because
yep.
there's just this logistical crap that you have to deal with
yeah.
in order. It, when the relationship ends, it's not just the end of a relationship. It's also, I have to find a new place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have to somehow separate our money.
Or for that matter, or not for
which
that
is
matter,
why I would
never
recommend
join
against
your money. Yeah,
joining money.
Another thing that could happen when you break up after, you know, 10 years is, oh my gosh, we have the same friends. We can't really go to the same parties together anymore.
Mm.
We can't hang out with the same friends
yeah.
and movies and dinners
somebody
anymore.
Has to get the friends,
yeah,
quote unquote.
Get the friends.
Yeah, I know. And there are just
hell,
all
your
these
friends might even feel impelled to take sides.
That's true, yeah.
Compelled, and not impelled. Sorry.
Compelled, yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. I mean, so sometimes it just gets quite ugly. So basically what we're saying is, you know, as soon as you realize this relationship is over, it's, you know, you're doing everyone a service by just ending it and being as honest as possible
yes.
without purposely being hurtful. But let's make this more concrete. What would you say, Mike, if you were this question asker, what would you say to your girlfriend?
Well, I've been there, and I've done this.
Okay,
and,
what did you do?
I don't remember the exact words, but it was something like, and this was so hard, because I know how this guy feels.
Yeah.
I liked my girlfriend at the time. I liked her, but
sure.
did not want to be in a romantic relationship with her anymore.
Right.
And I said something like, God, I don't even remember exactly, but something like, I like you, but don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore.
Mm-hmm. So you were just honest?
Yeah, I might have been more specific, I don't recall, like something to the effect of, I might have mentioned specifics, like, you know, we've been having arguments once a month or once a week, and that's something I can do without. But the things that when we have happy times has nothing to do with romance and sex, so let's just keep being friends. I don't remember if I mentioned specifics, but I did just say what was honest, because I felt two things. One, what we've already said, if I end it now, as soon as I feel this, as soon as I'm sure that I feel this, the longer I wait, the harder it is to say this. Because it was already after a couple years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the longer you wait, there's the possibility that the partner might say, well, how long have you felt this way? And you haven't told me?
That's true.
And it kind of decreases the chance that they'll want to be friends.
I forgot what the other thing I was going to say was. But so I think I just was direct and said, I'm unhappy. We've tried some things. It's not working for me. I need to just be friends with you.
And sometimes I like that approach, Mike, although sometimes I think that in some cases it's better to not be friends or maybe
could be
pick up the friendship later, you know, not take a hiatus from speaking for a few months and then maybe but down the road reestablish contact or something like that, just to let the feelings kind of diffuse.
Well, we kind of did that. You know, as soon as I said this, because we had been having problems, but we're still together.
Yeah.
And apparently she thought that, you know, we're a couple. Couples sometimes have problems. We'll get through it. And I thought, we're a couple. We're having problems. I can't deal with it. We're done. So after I said that, she's basically said, I'm very sad. This makes me terribly sad. But, you know, if one of us doesn't want to be in the relationship can't happen. So I understand.
Sure.
And
because a relationship is a voluntary thing.
Yes. And then I think for a couple months we, you know, still communicated, but much less. And then we started to get back into friendship again. And now we're very good friends.
Yeah.
So it was very hard just to be around each other. It was awkward for me and probably for her.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it worked out.
That makes sense. Yeah. So in my situations when I've, you know, ended relationships, I think what's worked out the best was saying something like, I just don't think we're compatible as romantic partners, and I don't want to be in a romantic relationship with you. I'd like to end this relationship. There's no need to say, you know, every time I look at you, I think you're so ugly or whatever. There's no need to be mean. Just, you know, hey, this is not working out for me. I don't want to be in this relationship.
I've been sick of you for a month. The question asker said.
Yeah, and I mean that's even a problem. In itself, you know, sometimes I think people can feel doubts about whether they want to continue to be in a relationship. However, there's kind of a turning point oftentimes that happens. And sometimes when you start to question it, it's already over.
Yeah.
You know, you just haven't realized it fully yet.
If Casanova he's using the term, I'm sick of her for a month.
Yeah.
And if that's really what he feels and he didn't just use a colloquialism. Sick of her is pretty strong, right?
yeah.
So,
ouch.
You look at your own words and use that as a guide to what you really feel. You're sick of her. You don't want to be around her, but you don't want to hurt her feelings, so you'll be around her. Well, who's that going to help?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Sick of her, but she's so nice and sweet. It's just kind of strange.
Well, it can be strange. I can see that. But I also realize, I mean, I know people who are too sweet for me, for my taste. Not that I'm sick of them or don't like them.
Like me, Mike, I'm too sweet.
Stop drinking that stevia or whatever's in there. You know, if your preferences are to swear every now and then and, go play football in the mud and you're into construction and I don't know, I'm trying to think of like rough, you know, almost vulgar things. If you like, you know, if you like watching porn and...
Where is this going?
I don't know. But your girlfriend or someone you know never swears. They say, oh gosh darn it. And, you know, they have Mickey Mouse sweatshirts and... that could be a case where she's so sweet and you're sick of her.
Yeah, that just seems like an incompatibility.
Yeah.
However, it's funny to imagine this, like, Mickey Mouse, like, with a giant lollipop
yes.
and a little sailor hat.
Pigtails.
Oh, gosh darn, you're so cute. And then there's this construction
yeah,
football
like
player.
Yeah, with hair sticking out of his shirt and arms
with
down
mud
to his knees.
All over him. Yeah. we love to trend toward the ridiculous on this show. But, okay, here's the ultimate point. Be honest. Walk that delicate balance of polite and honest. Something like a specific phraseology of, this is not working out for me, I think we should end this relationship, or I don't think we're compatible, I would like to end this relationship with you.
Or I would say at least make a change in relationship, because being friends is a relationship.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So
I'd like
change
to...
Yeah, change or end.
Yeah, but realize that, she
might not want to
be friends. Yeah. and it's inevitable that she'll probably feel hurt, but the more honest you are, the better chance that you'll have a real relationship in the future.
Right. And my opinion / suggestion is that this is going to be very difficult to do, but it's probably going to be in both of your benefits to do it than to not.
Absolutely. You can't stay in a bad relationship your whole life just because you don't want to end it.
Right. And when I say difficult to do, I mean also painful. It might be difficult or awkward, but it might also hurt you to hurt her.
Yes.
Or to think you're hurting her.
But, sure.
But it's probably going to hurt her less than if you stay together and break up eventually after dragging it out for a long time.
And then one final point about he used the word devastated.
Yeah.
That just cracked me up. Look, she's not going to shrivel up in a ball and die if you break up with her. You're not the end-all, be-all. I'm sure she'll move on and be fine. You know, she might be pretty...
You don't know. Maybe he is the end-all, be-all.
He is Casanova, after all. But somehow I kind of doubt that it's going to completely ruin this girl's life. And if her life is ruined over a four-month relationship ending, well, maybe there's some other
issues
going on.
Maybe she should call in. You're
yeah,
right.
Maybe she should ask for our help. So anyway, if you want to ask us a question, give us an email. Questions at porctherapy.com. Right,
or that is right, Stephanie. Or you could call us at area code 419-PT-LOVE-4 and leave your question on our voicemail and we'll play it during the show.
Yes, indeed. And of course, you can find out more about us and listen to all of our past episodes at porctherapy.com. That's porctherapy.com. And we're also heard on the Liberty Radio Network.
That's where they
did I?
To
you
us.
Were about to say that, Mike.
You preempted
I
my question.
I broke the cadence. That's my fault. Oh, I thought I was being all professional.
You broke the cadence. You're going to have to buy me a new one.
Okay, I will. Deal. Are you getting sick of me, Mike?
I'm so sick of your breaking my cadences.
Anyway.
Thanks for listening to this episode.
Yeah, thanks, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy.